You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
As college students prepare to head back to school for another year, many of them and their parents are probably thinking about how much that education is going to set them back. As college costs continue to grow, so does the amount of student debt in the U.S. And so far, finding a way to ease that financial burden for graduates hasn't been easy.
But our next guest says there's something we can do in Wisconsin that would be a step in the right direction and as an added benefit could make the state a more desirable place to stay for recent graduates. He says Wisconsin residents should be able to refinance their college loans, much like a homeowner would do with a mortgage. And there's legislation out there that could allow for just that.
Joining us now is Scott Ross. He's the executive director of One Wisconsin Now and the One Wisconsin Institute. He recently explored this idea in an op-ed for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, good afternoon to you both.
So you've been looking at this college debt issue for a while. What kind of economic impact does it have here in Wisconsin?
Well, we have, I'll just tell you that there are 43 million people who have a total of $1.3 trillion of student loan debt in the United States. It's the second largest consumer debt, surpassing all other consumer debt other than mortgage debt. It's also the only consumer debt that may have increased after the Great Recession. And we have, here in the state of Wisconsin, about 812,000 people with federal student loan debt, and then probably in the neighborhood of another maybe 50 to 100,000 who have private student loan debt. They are touting about $18 billion they have in student loan debt. They're paying about $400 a month, shipping about $4 billion in student loan payments. And we think that has a real serious impact on the state of Wisconsin economy. And I'll give you two areas where that absolutely is the case. The first is in home ownership. We did a comprehensive research report of about 2,700 residents, and we found that if you have a student loan debt in the state of Wisconsin, you're twice as likely to be a renter or live with someone else, like your parents, other than owning that embodiment of the middle class, a home of your own. Same with a new car. Those who have student loan debt are twice as likely to have used as opposed to a new car. And given how important new car purchasing and home ownership is to the Wisconsin economy, I think it's no wonder that we're having trouble here. And a trouble that's parallel around the state. It happens to be a little bit worse here because we're dead last in the Midwest in job creation.
Let's key in on the refinancing issue. Why can't most student loan holders refinance right now?
Well, because it's prohibited by law. It's interesting. Student loans are treated absolutely differently than every other consumer lending transaction in the United States. And that was because back in the 1990s and 2000s, Wall Street was able to successfully strip away every single consumer protection from student loans. So, for instance, student loans, you can't discharge them in bankruptcy. They're not subject to collection practices. And they even supersede state usury laws, usury being something mentioned in the Bible and not as a good thing. But when it comes to refinance, you don't have the right to be able to refinance your student loan, even though that's something you could do if you have a car loan or a mortgage loan or even a credit card loan.
So is this something that the state can really do then if it currently is prohibited? Can a state law supersede that and allow refinancing?
Well, here's what they did. Members of the state legislature, led by Dave Hansen, senator out of Green Bay, and Corey Mason, a state rep out of Racine, came up with what's called the Higher Ed Lower Debt Bill. And what that would do is it would create a student loan refinancing authority here in the state of Wisconsin where people, if they wanted to voluntarily participate, they would be able to sell their student loans back to the state of Wisconsin's student loan authority. The student loan authority then might be able to give them a lower interest rate on what they're currently paying. It would be completely and totally voluntary. It'd be groundbreaking in the nation. And, you know, if you want to think about, like, we always talk about what can we do to attract employers to the state of Wisconsin. We certainly tried it with tax breaks. We tried it with deregulation, and it hasn't worked so far. But imagine if you're an employer saying, I've got this big population of younger workers who have student loan debt. I can move my business to Wisconsin, and they can refinance their student loans so they can get lower interest rates. Well, I'm going to definitely come to Wisconsin because the burden of me providing them as high a salary as I might have to otherwise so that they can pay for their student loans, well, that might be offset by the ability, again, here in the state of Wisconsin under this bill, to be able to refinance your student loans like you can a mortgage.
If you have a massive student loan debt and you can refinance it, I mean, you pay less in interest, does that make that big a difference in the long haul?
Well, I know for me, I can only speak for my own experience, and that would have been, you know, I paid student loan debt. I was a student loan debtor from 1987 to 2013. I made my final student loan payment on my 44th birthday. And I know, because I had my student loans were at 7.875%. I consolidated my loans in the year 1999. Within about a year and a half, student loan rates were about 1.99%. Because I couldn't refinance that again, I basically, over the course of 15 years, paid, say I could have taken that loan from 7.875% down to 5%. Right there, that's $21,000 that I would have had to spend in the economy that was otherwise just handed out to an out-of-state lending institution.
Talking to Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now, he says the state of Wisconsin should change the law, make it possible for people in Wisconsin with student loan debt to refinance it. So in effect, Scott, the state is taking over the loans in part to refinance. So is the state in this plan on the hook for loans that are defaulted on?
Well, it just depends. I mean, you are able to write whatever, you know, under the housing authority or under the student loan authority, they can write whatever into the loans and risk management they want to do. I mean, in any sort of system, when they had the Wisconsin Housing Authority development, there was risk management built into that. I will tell you right now that the default rate at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, for instance, is 1%. And we hear a lot about like how all these loans have been defaulted in the past, and that's why we had to take away consumer protections. The actual interest, the actual default rate for student loans is only about 11%, like nationwide. And that is a much lower rate than a ton of other kinds of loans that are already given out. So you build in the risk management, but again, they can write in whatever they want to write in terms of how those loans will be collected upon if somebody does happen to go into default. The whole point of it is to be able to do it so that people can have lower interest rates, so their payments are lower, and they're able to manage them, especially in a troublesome economy like we have here in the state of Wisconsin.
Are you seeing any bipartisan support from this? You mentioned Democratic sponsors.
Yeah. That's the unfortunate thing. I mean, we know from survey research that we've done that the notion of student loan reform is incredibly popular with both Democrats, Republicans, Independents. You know, over 80% of Republicans support the notion of being able to refinance your student loan like you can a mortgage. Unfortunately, for Republican elected officials, that's a different ballgame, because Republican elected officials have a financial stake in keeping the status quo, that being the millions that they raise from the banking industry, who are opposed to this. So right now, the student loan, the higher ed lower debt bill, has all 50 Democrats on it as co-sponsors, which is, you know, an amazing accomplishment, because you don't get that sort of unanimous support on a bill usually. Unfortunately, there has not been a lot of Republican support, and it's something I think we've seen paralleled in the presidential race, where it is the Democrats who are talking about being able to refinance your student loans, and Governor Walker and Marco Rubio and the rest of them dismissing that. But I guess they don't have to pay student loans. Oh, wait, Scott Walker has $100,000 in student loans. I don't understand why he doesn't want to be able to refinance that loan for his kids that's right now at 7.1% down to something more market, you know, down to something that's more reasonable and more market-based.
Now, you hinted at this earlier, Scott, and you mentioned in the piece you wrote in the Journal Sentinel, you see this as a weapon against the concerns about brain drain. Is this enough of a difference that's going to keep, you know, a Wisconsin graduate in Wisconsin, or maybe lure a graduate from elsewhere to Wisconsin?
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you don't have an, if you're currently holding a loan that has, you know, say an 8% interest rate, and you can come to Wisconsin and get a 3.5% interest rate, where are you going to go there in a second? Especially because it's a great place to live. But yeah, absolutely, it is a tonic to the crisis of brain drain. Obviously, we need more. You know, we need good jobs here. We need the opportunities for young people. But you know, thinking about the people who are already, you know, who already have that debt. I mean, there's, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 900,000 of them across the state of Wisconsin who are, you know, and half of whom are paying higher interest rates than they would have. There was a study done by the White House on refinancing that showed if they did a federal refinancing plan, that 515,000 people here in the state of Wisconsin would immediately be able to get a lower interest rate on their loans.
We're talking with Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now. He says Wisconsin residents should be able to refinance their college loans, much like a homeowner could do with a mortgage.
You can join us at 800-642-1234. What do you think about this idea? If you're struggling with college debt yourself, is this something that you'd take advantage of if it happened? And what questions do you have about how this might work? You can call us at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking with Scott Ross of One Wisconsin Now. To ease the problem of student debt and stem brain drain in the state, he says Wisconsin residents should be able to refinance their college loans.
There's legislation supported by Democrats in the state legislature that would do that. What do you think of the idea? Do you have questions about how it might work? Would you take advantage of this? Would you refinance your student loan debt if that option were available? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers. We've got Deb on the line in Madison. Deb, hi.
Hi there. I used to process financial aid for a school. I'm also a student loan debt holder. And one of the things that hasn't been mentioned, or a few things, are what is unique about student loan is that if you lose your job, you can contact federal student aid and you can apply for a deferment where you don't have to pay anything during that time frame. It also applies if you suffer financial hardship. You can apply for in that circumstance. And they also have income-based repayment where you can submit paperwork, and it's very simple, and they will calculate what you can afford based on what your income is. So there's an awful lot of flexibility with that loan, which I don't know would be offered if somebody chose to refinance with what the guest speaker is proposing, and a loan is also discharged upon your death. And
Deb, thanks for the call. I want to get our guest in on this, Deb, from Glendale there. Scott, student loan, she says, come with advantages. You can put off payment when you lose your job, that sort of thing. So does that balance out the inflexibility on interest rates?
I think absolutely not. And the thing is, the Student Loan Refinancing Authority has the ability to write whatever rules they want to for something like income-based repayment, which was created under, you know, which was just recently created under President Obama. I used deferment when I had some problems with employment back, 18, 19 years ago. And it's nice, but all it is it's increasing the amount that you pay over the long haul, because it's not like your loan stops accruing interest when you defer. So it might be something worth, you know, it's definitely, having spoken to the legislators who wrote the bill, they wrote it broadly so that the Student Loan Authority can create the rules that it needs to create to make sure it serves people in the state of Wisconsin, you know, the best way that it can. And so they obviously could write those things into it.
Deb, thanks for that call. We'll go to Deb in Madison now. Deb, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just tuned in, so I was curious as to whether this bill would also involve kids that went to private school where their interest rates are like charge cuts, like 12.95 or something like that. Would it pertain to them? Those debts are so high, and I just don't see a future for a lot of these kids that have them.
Deb, thanks for the call. Scott, would it apply to all forms of student loans?
Absolutely. Anybody who wanted to voluntarily participate could participate. They didn't do anything related to the kind of loans that you, this kind of student loans you have, and they didn't make any prohibitions against necessarily what your income is. And the reason they didn't do that is because, you know, for a lot of places in rural Wisconsin, they can't get general practicing doctors or dentists because they graduate with $300,000 or $400,000 worth of student loan debt and are unable to, you know, unable to go to smaller communities to be able to practice because they have so much debt. So they specifically made it all inclusive, you know, and again, I would just remind everyone that this is a loan. So anybody who voluntarily participates and sells their loan back to the state of Wisconsin would pay more back than they borrowed. It just is at a lower interest rate, a more market-based interest rate. And that's one of the things I got to tell you that's been so surprising about the Republicans being unwilling to join us in this fight. And that is because it's a very market-based solution. It's not talking about throwing more money at a situation. It's not talking about restoring the $700 million in cuts to public education, you know, higher education and the tech college system that have happened under Governor Walker. It's about allowing a market-based approach where more competitive, you are able to access more marketable, market rate-based competitive interest rates. And it also includes a tax break of up to, I think the average tax break would be about $172 a year, but it could be as much as $1,000 for a couple with massive student loan, couple with massive student loan debt.
So we've got this legislation in Wisconsin, not really currently advancing. Are other states toying with similar ideas?
Yes. I mean, we've gotten a bunch of calls from different states all across the country, the reddest of red states, the bluest of blue, and the purplest of purple. So we've talked to a number of states all across every time zone who are interested in how is this bill proceeding. And I tell you what, it always comes back to the same thing. They say, what do you mean they haven't passed this? And they're like, nope, you go ahead and be the first state. Wisconsin's Republican majority is unwilling to be the first state to provide, you know, hundreds of thousands of borrowers with badly needed relief at no cost to taxpayers, and they're unwilling to do that. But yes, there is interest all over the place. And again, I think the fact that you've seen the president come out, I think the fact that you've seen leaders like Elizabeth Warren, Tammy Baldwin, Mark Pocan, Ron Kind, all here in the state of Wisconsin, not Elizabeth Warren, but the other three, really have come out in favor hard and strong for being able to refinance your student loan like you can a mortgage, and they've all sponsored legislation to do that federally.
Student loan debt has come up some in the presidential race. Do you see anything happening, given the current political climate, to tackle the student loan debt issue at the national level?
Well, I think that we've seen the Democrats try to pass student loan refinancing when they were in control, and both times it was blocked by Republicans like Ron Johnson. So passing the bill is probably going to be impossible. What my hope is that you get enough people out there talking about the need to do student loan refinancing, and you get some people elected who talk about that, and then that becomes a movement where people, you know, one day student loan debt is going to be the 21st century third rail of American politics. It has almost the same population as, you know, as people who are on Social Security and Medicare, and it's only getting, you know, it's only going to rise. So I think over time you're going to see this be as potent an issue for younger voters as Social Security is for older voters.
Given that it might be a third rail issue, though, are you optimistic that anything is going to change? Anything's going to happen to tackle it in the next 5-10 years, say?
You got to think that as the Gen X and the Millennials take more hold of the voting bloc and power here in the state here in the United States, that demographically you're going to have more focus be on this crisis. I mean, it is a crisis that's risen pretty quickly. I mean, in the year 2000, there was $200 billion of student loan debt, and that's, you know, obviously skyrocketed to $1.3 trillion today. So I think that something is definitely going to happen. It's just it's a new movement, so it's going to take a couple years.
Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you both.
That was Scott Ross. He's executive director of One Wisconsin Now. We've been talking about student loan debt. He's calling for the legislature here in Wisconsin to pass a law that would allow student loan debt holders to refinance within the state.